venite conmigo alla tierra
della morte.
I'm going to the land of the dead. It was there that I had a rather disturbing incident. Well, the vacation we spent down in Mexico was nice, but then coming back at the airport, I figured before we get on the plane for that long plane ride, I ought to stop in a bathroom for a little constitutional, you know? So I walk in there, and two of the stalls were taken, but the one in the middle, fortunately, was open, so I went in there and I sat down to light my load, and after I finished the most satisfying expulsion, I looked in, there was nothing but the cardboard tube there, no paper. So I pound on the stall wall to my left. I said, "Hey, buddy! Got any toilet paper in there?" And the guy said, "I'm sorry, señor gringo. There's just very little paper in here, and I need what there is because I have just finished myself a massive constitutional. I'm sorry, I cannot help you." So I pound on the stall wall to my right. I said, "Buddy, you got any toilet paper in there?" He said, "No, señor gringo, I'm sorry. There's barely enough to take out of my own ducas. I'm sorry, but I cannot help you. Use a newspaper or something." I thought, a newspaper? On my sensitive daddy. Yeah. I said, "Hey, listen, can't you guys... why can't you spare like three sheets apiece or something? You know, come on, have a break. It's not a gringo. We need everything we have in here. It's a very desperate situation." I thought, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do?" So I looked at the jacket I was wearing. It was an old checkered jacket, a stale game, and I figured, well, what the hell, I could use the jacket, and then I'll just wad it up and fold it over my arm. And, you know, when I get it home, I'll take it to a dry cleaner. She'll never know that I used her Christmas present in the most unsavory fashion. So, but, you know, before we get on the plane, Estelle wants to have dinner, and the only restaurant in the place is a mandatory jacket kind of place. So I got to put that jacket on. Ah! Well, you know, the waiter comes over to take our order and goes, "Coño, Pedro, smell that. I told you we shouldn't have put the air conditioner so close to the bar."